It's Dr. Ed, your Toyo Ray, Robbie Sutton Friedman.
Sredi Rish Chodesh Nissen, the time has come to be misvoinen a bissel in the new name of the Haguda. Today I want to speak about Keneged Arba Bunim, Dibra Toyra, Echad Chucham, Echad Rusha, Echad Tam, Ve'echad She'eino Yodeya Lishoy. And I want to focus on the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy. Normally when one speaks about the Arba Bunim, one speaks more about the Chucham, to try to emulate the Chucham, the Rusha, not to be like the Rusha, but the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy doesn't get so much focus. So today's Shia is about who is this She'eino Yodeya Lishoy. So first of all, start off with state in the Haguda. V'she'eino yodeya lishoil ap pesachloi. You need to open him up, shenema, tell him, v'galta levincha bayoyma hi leimoi, ba'vize uso Hashem li betseisi memisroi. Svet gebrengt, b'shem the Rebbe Reb Heschel Rimnevus chisse yugen aleini. The Reb Heschel Rimnevus said, of man vot, the she'eino yodeya lishoil macht besser fin allemen. You can rely on me. Take my word that from the Arba Bunim, the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy, he does the best of all four sons. Now I saw this comment from the Rebbe Reb Heschel Rimnevus Mechven Shveh Mahaycha Teisa. How can the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy be better than the Chucham? And with what is he achieving more than everybody else? And Mishnah Day, if we look in the Rishonim, we'll see the Rishonim explain that the Arba Bunim or Be'emes, it's two sets of two. And the Rishonim compare the She'eino Yodeya Lishoil to the Rusha. And then Sefer Orchis Chaim, from one of the Rishonim, he asks as follows, that what do we reply to the Rusha? To the Rusha, we reply the same thing as to the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy. To the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy, tells us the Haguda, She'eino Yodeya Lishoy ap sachloi, v'garta levincha bayoy mahi leimoy, ba'avizeh us Hashem li b'seis Mitzrayim. This is the same pusik which we say to the Rusha, va'af ato hake eshino, va'omaloi ba'avizeh, also Hashem li b'seisim in Mitzrayim. Li v'loi loi. Ilaho yasham. Laho yanigah. So the same pusik which we say to the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy, ba'avizeh also Hashem li. Li v'loi loi. That's what we reply to the Rosh. And the same pusik we say to the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy. Sh'ab the Orchis Chaim. V'nira loima. Ki lekach re'iyat shiva achas l'rusha v'l'sha'eino yodeya lishoil. They both deserve the same answer. Because the Ge'ilah came through gewaldige nisim, gewaldige mofsim. And just like the Rusha, he denies it all. He doesn't believe in anything. Similarly, writes the Orchis Chaim, gam mi she'eino medaktik l'shem miyasem masov. Somebody who's not in control of himself, is not being medaktik on himself, emisnahe kebehema, v'hi she'eino yodeya lishol, and this is the she'eino yodeya lishol, ein sofek gamkein, she'ein rui she'yeshana Hashem ativim lahav saluzo. The she'eino yodeya lishol is also not worthy of the boy making nisim to save him. V'kiven she'kein, Noifel gam came with Shivusoi, ba vize usu Hashem li. Kloima bischisi veloi bischisech. We say very clearly from the Orchis Chaim that we give the same answer to the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy like we say to the Rusha. To the Rusha we say, ba vize usu Hashem li, li veloi loi. To the She'eino Yodeya Lishoy we say, ba vize usu Hashem li, bischisi veloi bischisech. Similarly, writes the Abarbanel, Hatom hi hepech harusha. Always we know, ask anybody, what's the hepech of the Chucham? The Rusha. Says the Abarbanel, no. The hepech of the Rusha is the Tam. Why? Because the Rusha, he's cunning, he's sly, he's devious. This is the Rusha. Says the Babanel, the Tam. Yaakov ish Tam, Yoshev v'hulen. Of Klal Yisrael b'shas Kabul Satoyre state, Timas Yeshurim Tanchem. Tam is from Lushan Tamimus. He comes and he's makabel everything but Tamimus. Says the Babanel, the Tam, he is the opposite of the Rusha. The Rusha is sly and cunning, and he is this innocent, erlicher person. This is the Tam. Carries on the Babanel. V'chein achochem, v'she'eino yedei lishoil, heim hefeichim. Similarly, the she'eino yedei lishoil, he is the opposite of the chochem. The Rusha is in the opposite of the chochem. The she'eino yedei lishoil is the opposite of the chochem. Why? Explains the Ababanel. Hashala hi chatzi tshiva. When a person knows to ask questions, if you realize something doesn't add up and you know to ask, a shal is already a half of the answer. But she'eino yedei lishoil, somebody who has no questions, says the Ababanel, this person is oy bezoy, he's mamish, he is like the Rusha, he's the opposite of the Chocham. Fetos the Ababanel, Harbu Abunim Heim Shnei Minei Hefeichim. So we see the four sons are two sets of two opposite groups. The Chocham with the She'eino Yodei Lishoil is one group. V'Harusha Im Hatom. This is Zeh Keneged Zeh. So we see very clearly from these Rishonim, the Ochas Chaim Nababanel, that the She'eino Yodei Lishoil is put together with the Rusha. He is like a Rusha. So we need to understand what did the Rebbe of Heschel Rimnava mean when he said, "Of man vod the she'eino yedei lishoil macht besser fin alamin." So there is a vod, was the Heilige Rishna zechisa yugen aleinat gezog, that there are two types of she'eino yedei lishoil. There's one type, like the Rishonim said, he knows nothing, he doesn't understand. He's got no questions whatsoever. Totally blank. And this is who the Rishonim were referring to. But there's another type of a She'eino Yedei Lishoil, and that is the Erlich Yidden, the Tzaddikim, who despite everything which they know and everything they understand, they still feel they don't understand anything. As Oyvi the Bevista Mama, Tachlis Hayadia. Shaloi Neda. The Spitz Madrega in Yediyah is when a person comes to the realization, Shaloi Neda, I haven't yet started to understand anything. Ich verstehe nicht. Und gesucht der Heilige Rishna. And this person, he understands a lot. He understands a Gewalt. But because er hält sich a Beginner fin She'eino Yedei, therefore, he doesn't open his mouth. He doesn't open his mouth, machmas, his batlas, he can't bring himself to open his mouth. Not because he doesn't understand. He understands the gewalt, but he can't bring himself to open his mouth. There's a masif in the Heilige Rishna. As 1 year Rosh Hashanah, they were waiting for him to finish Shmoyne Esra, the Shliach Sibbe, should be able to start Chazul Sashatz. And the Rishna doesn't finish. They're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. And it doesn't finish. It was much longer than all other years. Now the Rishna used to daven, Azovi Al Rishna Rebbe's, in his room by himself. So the Rishna's oldest son, Reb Shum Yosef, said he has to go into his father's room to see what's going on. He walks into his father's room and he looks at his father's machse and he sees that the machse is still on the first page, the first brucha of Shmoyne Esra. He hadn't turned over the first page. And Reb Shulam Yosef later said, he understood what had happened. His father, standing Rosh Hashanah in front of the Rabbein Shloilam, the Pachad Hadin was so great that he suddenly became like paralyzed to the spot from fear. Person is paralyzed from fear. He can't move. The Rishna Gezukt, he was unable to turn over the page of his Machzah from fear. He couldn't move. It was like as if he'd become paralyzed. And he didn't want to daven bal peh. He was worried as well. He might not say the Shemoneh Esrei correctly. So he stood there, trapped, waiting for somebody to come and rescue him. And when the sun came and started turning the pages, he was able to daven the Shemoneh Esrei. The Rishnot Getached al Derech Zeh, this is what Esther Hamalka said in the Megillah, if avoya lifnei hamelech loy biksha dover. When a person stands in front of the king, loy biksha dover, you can't open your mouth. The Kohen Gadol, when he went once a year into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lifnei v'lifnim, tells us the Gemara, he was mispallel tefillah ketzura. But when? When he came out. If yitziyusoy, when he came out, hoyim mispallel tefillah ketzura. Ot gefreik the Heilige Rishna, why be yitziyusoy? Why didn't he daven that tefillah ketzura when he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Explained the Rishna, the answer was because when he came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be there with the Shekhinah, the Kohen Gadol was unable to open his mouth. He was scared to say anything. Which is really why when we daven Shemoneh Esrei every day, we have to say a tefillah, Hashem, Sefusai Tiftach, please open your mouth. What have you been doing till now? Why didn't you say this pusik at the beginning of Shachris? Why now only by Shemoneh Esrei? Because Shemoneh Esrei, we know it's kapasken glahalucha. When a person's davening Shemoneh Esrei, says the Gemara Bruchos, you should view yourself like in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, I can't open my mouth. At gezug the Heilige Rishna, there is a yid when he comes to the Leil HaSeder, he is a beginner fin, yoreisi b'fsoisi pi. I am scared to open my mouth. And this person, he cannot open his mouth. He can't ask any questions. He sits there as if he's been overcome and he's unable to open his mouth. And this vort that the Heilige Rishna said is written in the Sefer Bris HaLevi from Reb Shloima Alkebetz. Reb Shloima Alkebetz, Chon Levrucha, Mechaba fin Lechudoidi. And he writes the following words. She'eino yedei elishel apsachloi, kva higdamti. I've already explained. We're not speaking the She'enia De'elishal about a foolish and ignorant person. We're not speaking about foolish people who come to say they've got nothing to say. The She'enia De'elishal is a gewaltiger Yirat Shemayim. He doesn't ask because he's scared. He's scared to ask. He has lots of questions. However, he's a tazar yira. Is a yura pachat? He's scared to ask. The Chidur in his Sefer Ge'ilas Oilam quotes Rabbi Shloima Alkebetz. And he says, now we understand why this son is called the She'eino Yedeya Lishoil. We should call him the She'eino Yedeya. We got a Chocham, a Rusha, a Tam, and this one should be called the She'eino Yedeya. Why do we call him a She'eino Yedeya Lishoil? Zuk the Chidur, ki Yedeya hi yameven, ezrish k'neino Yedeya, ez a Yedeya, ef v'shteit gamzgit, Yedeya hi yameven. He understands fully well. Novus, as a she'eino yodeya lishoil, he doesn't know how to ask. He's got this pachad. Pachad Hashem, he can't ask anything. The Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh, when he looked for an item for his daughter, the Rebbetzin Udel, so he sent somebody, one of his grosser Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Polnoya, to go and fahed this bocha, who he later took, his name was Rabbi Chil Mechel Ashkenazi, the father from the Rebbe Rabuchel from Mezhbish in the Degel Machon Ephraim. He sent him, go and fahed this bocha. I want to see what he's like, what madrega he's on. And when he came to fahed him and he asked him what he knows, so this Rabbi Chil Mechel Ashkenazi asked him back. He said, I don't know anything, I never did know, and I never will know. Can you imagine? This is what the Bucha said in his Feher. And when the Baal Shem Tov heard it, what he answered, he said, "This is the one I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who knows whatever he knows." As a beginner, she'eino yodea lishon. And the Baal Shem Tov touched al derech zeh, the pusik, Toiras Hashem temimo meshivas nofesh. That after all what we've learned, the Torah, the tenuim, the amaruim, rishonim, achroinim, Toiras Hashem is still temimo. It's still totally gantz. We haven't yet begun to scratch the surface. Whatever we think we know is only a tip of min hayom. Val derech zeh, sharp the degel mach nefraim. And this week's Pasha, Pasha's Vayikra, starts off with that Aleph Ze'ira, a small Aleph. Why? It explains the Degel Mach Nefrayim. This comes to teach us that the more we learn, the more we need to realize, Aleph Ze'ira, that we don't yet know anything. So this is this Yesod, Zuk the Heilige Rishna, Zuk Reb Shloima Alkebetz, Zuk the Chidur. The She'eino Yodeya Lishoil is a Yodeya, is Yodeya Maven. No, because of Pachad Hashem, he doesn't want to open his mouth. Now, the Bnei Yisoscha also asks this same question as the Rishonim. Why do we answer to the She'ein Yodeya Lishoil the same pusik that we say to the Rusha? And he quotes from a Sefer Eir Dovid, from Reb Dovid Lieder, from Magenza, on the Gedolim from 350 years ago, who answers as follows. That the pusik says, "V'she'eino yedaya lishol at psachloi." What does it mean, at psachloi? Explains this Reb Dovid Lieder. Pshat is that you should start off, and he should say after you. So the kasha of the Rishonim was, why do we say "Bav izeus Hashem li," which "li" means "leave aloy loy"? So Reb Dovid Lieder, no. We say to the She'eino yedaya lishol, you don't know what to say. Say with me the pusik. Ba'avizeh usu Hashem li. So the She'eino yedaya lishol is also saying this pusik. To the Rusha, we don't say up sachloi. To the Rusha, hakashine ve'emaloi. Ba'avizeh usu Hashem li, leave aloi loi. Obazuk rabduv li the nine, to the She'eino yedaya lishol, up sachloi. Open him up that he should say with you together this pusik. Zuk the Bnei Yisoscha, now we understand what the Pusik means. The Pusik says, V'gavta levincha b'yoyim ha'hi leimoy. It's a double lushan. V'gavta means to say. So why do we say the word leimoy as well? Zuk the Bnei Yisoscha, V'gavta levincha as leimoy. Say together with me. Say together with me this same Pusik. Then adds on the Bnei Yisoscha, gavalti gavalt. The She'eino yedaya lishoil is sitting there by the Seder. He doesn't open his mouth. So perhaps he's feeling excluded. He's not really part of it. So we say, no, no, no. V'gavta levincha b'yoyim ha'hi leimoy. Ba'av izeh us Hashem li. That you are in the same matzav as the Yidin were in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim state in the Pusik, V'yonchi b'nei Yisruel mino avoyde v'yizuki. And we don't know what they said. Says Bnei Yisroel, you know why the Torah doesn't tell us what they said? Because the Bnei Yisroel was so tzeklapt, they were not able to put into words what they wanted to say. They could only give a groyser krechs, and they could only give a groyser geschrei. They were unable to formulate their words and their tefillah, which they wanted to say. And despite this, v'tal shavusom el Elohim minu avoida, the Rebbeinu Shlomo accepted their tefillahs, although they were not able to formulate them properly. Zug the Bnei Yisoscha. So the She'eino yedaya lishoil is sitting by the Seder, and he can't express himself. So we tell him, don't feel bad. You're no worse than the Yidin were in Mitzrayim. And therefore, you should know that just like the Yidin were saved in Mitzrayim, v'yishma lekim es na'akusam, similarly, at pesachloi, v'gavta levincha b'yoyim ha'leimoy, say with me, Bavizeh, because you are like them, like they were then, and then the Yidden were also saved. So Bavizeh, Usa Shem Li, you will also be saved. The Sfasemis writes solution, as in Gulis, Yesh Gulis Shanafushis Nisgurim. because of the gulis, there are neshumas, which these neshumas nebuch are closed shut. They have inside them, deep inside them, they have a gewaltige chias. Unfortunately, because of the gulis and all the tzuras, they are unable to bring out, to express that chias, that penimis which they have inside them. Shize ikah hagulis kemoi shenema hoitzio mimaske nafshi lahoidois es shemecha. And this is a gewaltig yisod, because unfortunately we know nowadays there are many children who are good elcha children, but because they've undergone some type of trauma, whatever it should be, they are unable to express themselves, and they sit there and they can't participate. Not because they don't want to participate. They've got a lot to say for themselves. They would love to be able to say it. But unfortunately, they have become a bechiner for the she'eino yodeya lishol. They are yodeya. They understand very well. They're very smart. They're very clever. They understand everything is going on. But they cannot verbalize their words because of a trauma. Unfortunately, they have been closed up. So what's the etzer for this child? Their she'eino yodeya lishol. He's sitting there. He wants to participate, but is unable. So tells us the Baal Aguda, v'she'eino yedeya lishoil, at pesachloi. Zuk Reb Dovid Lida, at pesachloi means you need to open him up. Right, Reb Shloima Alkebetz, at pesachloi, in yunoi etzli, shetam shichehi bedvorim. You need to draw him out with words, calming words, reassuring words. Ad shimetoich devorecho, yilmed liftoyach. So how do we draw him out? Don't criticize him. Don't tell him off. Say, hey, you've got nothing to say. Everybody else got to say. And you've got nothing to say. Or make him close up even more. What you need to do is, you have to tell him. V'garta levincha b'yomehi leimoy. Say after me, with me. Ba'vizeh usu Hashem li. You're included in this. Oh, you look at yourself as your Nebuchadnezzar, she'eino yedei lishol. You've got nothing to say? Yeah, that's how the Yidden were Mitzrayim. They also couldn't say anything for themselves. All they could do was, they could give a groyser krechs. But that groyser krechs, that was enough. So, ba'vizeh also Hashem li, b'seisim in Mitzrayim. Shrab desfasem is as follows. Lechemoini, tells us Chazal, is called Lechemoini, she'oinim ulav devorim harbe. Says the Sasemis, when the Yid says over the Haguda, Balel HaSeder, what he does is, he is rectifying his mouth. If he's got a problem with his mouth, that he's unable to daven and to learn, to recount the mitzvahs properly. So the Eitzah is, Sipper Yitzias Mitzrayim. By saying over Sipper Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Yedei HaSipper, Nasa Piv Kemayin HaMizgaber, Sheniftach Piyem Shel Yisrael Al Yedei HaPesach VaHamatzah, Shezeh Hoye Ika HaYitzia Kemoy Shenema, Hoytzia Mimaske LaHoydes Eshmech. And this is called Hamar B'Lesapper, Harizem Meshibach. He will improve his own lot. Now this vort that the Bnei Yisroel quotes in the name of the Sefer Edovid, that we say to the She'eino yedei lishol, v'garta levincha b'yomehi leimoy, there's a double lushan, v'garta levincha leimoy, that means he should say with you. I realize we have another pusik in the Torah where we have the same double lushan of haguda and leimoy, and that is in Parshas Metzora. In Parshas Metzora, state legaba the neguim, if somebody finds neguim on his house, vehigid lakoyin, leimoy. He has to come to the koyin, leimoy, kenega nira li baboyis. So we have the same expression, vehigid lakoyin, leimoy. So just like vigato levincha b'yoymahi leimoy, we asked, why is a double lushan? We explained, It means you should open him up. Lema, he should say after you. So how do we explain this pasuk by the Neguim? And I found in the Sefer Shachar LaTorah, he asks this question and he gives the same answer. We know that if the Kohen was an Am Ha'uretz, and he didn't know the halochas, so the halocha is that the fellow has to tell the Kohen, say after me, Tomei, say after me, Tuai. Zug the Shachar LaTorah. This is a pshat in the pasuk, V'higid LaKohen. You can't give the psak, it's only the Kohen can say, Tomei or the Tuai. But what happens to the Kohen's Am Ha'uretz? He doesn't know what to say. V'higid LaKohen. You tell the Kohen, as Leimoi, say after me, Kenega Nirali Baboyas. Azoy Zug the Shachar LaTorah. So now, what emerges is that we tell the She'eino Yodea Lishoy, the Mr. Elch Kind, you can't verbalize, you can't explain yourself, it doesn't matter. You can still say after me the Pusik, and with this is answered now, the Kash of the Rishoyinim who ask, why do we say the same pusik to the Rusha as to the She'eino Yodea Lishoy? And the answer is, we don't actually. Because to the Rusha, we only say the second half of the pusik. To the Rusha, we say, Hakashina ve'emoiloi, ba'avizeh us Hashem li b'seisraim. We leave out the first part of the pusik. To the She'eino Yodea Lishoy, at psach lo shenema, so why do we say the first half of the pusik to the She'eino Yodea Lishoy and we leave it out by the Rusha? We specially leave it out because vigatel vincha leimoi means say after me. This is what we're saying to She'eino Yodea Lishoy. Vigatel vincha b'yomei leimoi, say after me. Ba'avizeh us Hashem li. But we're not saying to the Rusha, say after me. So we don't say the first part of the pusik, Vigata Levincha B'yomei Leimoi. We just say the last part. Hakeshina Ve'emeloi, Ba'avizeus Hashem Li, Li Veloi Loi. So now what comes out is that this Vod Haguda, which is what we call the Seder is called the Haguda. To who do we say the Haguda? This pusik is written only by the She'eino Yodea Lishoy. This term, Haguda, this is the term which the Torah uses, Vigata Levincha B'yomehi Leimoi, referring to the son who's unable to speak properly. To this son who can't speak, Vigata, you got a mitzvah of Haguda, Leimoi, say after me, and you're going to see everything's going to be good. You're no worse than the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. Vigata Levincha B'yomehi Leimoi, Bave Usa Hashem Li. What's this word li? Steht in the Sefri in Parshas Bahaloischa on the Pusik Isvi li shivim ish mizikna Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Isvi li. What's li? Zug the Sefri. Kol mukim shenema li. Whenever in the Torah you find the word li, kayim la oilam ila olme oilumim. And as I steht in Medrash Rabbah in Umfang Vayikra base. Kalmukim she nemali einoi zoz la oilam. Loi b'oilam azeh v'loi la oilam habu. So this is the Madrega. We tell the She'eino Yodea Lishoy, ba'avizeh us Hashem li. This is not just a temporary thing which was then in Mitzrayim. But just like in Mitzrayim, the Rabbein Shem helped the Yidden, although they were also a She'eino Yodea Lishoy, they couldn't express themselves. They could only give a krech, they couldn't verbalize the words. Just like Hashem helped them. And today as well, for you as well. As a Mori de Kavod was the Alter Chaltkiv Rebbe's Chissing Lane, Otomor Gezukt Pirim. Otomor Gezukt, as Pirim is as Agavaldig as man, was Kola Poishit Yad Noisim Loi. Kol ha'poishit yad, whatever you want. And they were sitting there by the tish, a yid. And the yid said out loud, O berebe vuzol mentin, oi mekenesh lankan poishit yad. You have to be a poishit yad. Not everybody is able to be, realizes to be poishit yad. The alter chotke rebbe ungeriefen, weist aus, as für dem darf man unkimmen zu Pesach. Was dort ist, a beginne für Sha'eino Yedaya Lishoil Absachlo. You really need to be a Poishet Yad. Not everybody is able to be a Poishet Yad. Comes Pesach, v'Sha'eino Yedaya Lishoil. Even those who don't realize how to ask, Ab Pesachloi, the Rabbi Shulma helps them. So this is the avoider, this is the She'eino Yedaya Lishoil. So to come back now to the original Kasha, the Rebbe Reb Heschel Rimnevas Chisving Leina Gezuk, of man vot, the She'eino Yedaya Lishoil, macht besser fin alamen. How can that be? So the answer is, as we explained, there are two types of She'eino Yedaya Lishoil. This is She'eino Yedaya Lishoil, which the Rishonim, the Ochas Chaim, the Baal Benel are speaking about, who he's the opposite of the Chochem. He's compared to the Rusha. And to him we say, Taka, you're no difference to the Rusha. But there's a second She'eino Yedaya Lishoil. He is a Yodaya, is a Yodaya Maven. Just he's unable to express himself, either because of the Angroisa Yerushamayim, Yoreisi Befsoisi Pi, scared to open my mouth. My father, Zichron Livrucha, used to always tell us by the Seder, he used to, as the youngest einikel of the Chotkev Rebbe, he used to have to be the one to say the Manish Tanan. My father was 20 years old when his Zayda was left. He wasn't a little boy anymore. Despite this, he used to tell us, you cannot begin to imagine the pachad which he had to say the Manish Tanan in front of his Zayda. He said, I was trembling with fright. He said, comb, he was able to say the words of the Manish Tana. This how big the pachad was for him to be able to say. He said, you can't imagine the pachad was his giving. So there were tzaddikim who they felt, b'moira gudol zi gil shchina, yadir the zoyah kudish tuk v'skim telel ha-seder, the shchina ha-gdoisha comes down to every house. Tzaddikim who felt that, they felt there in the b'chin of kodesh ha-kadushim, they can't open their mouths. Which is also why there were many tzaddikim, the original rebbes, who wouldn't say any divrei Torah the entire Leil HaSeder. They only said the words of the Haggadah, not a single word more, and they wouldn't speak at all. The whole Haggadah was conducted in total and utter silence, except for the words of the Haggadah. But besides that, nothing else, not even divrei Torah. A bechina fin yoreisi b'fsoif sipi, cannot open my mouth. So these people, and also, the ones who she'eino yedaya lishoil kepshitoi have undergone a trauma. They can't express themselves. But deep down, they want to. They want to participate, but they can't. She'eino yedaya lishoil apsachloi. We need to reassure them. Ba'avizeh usa Hashem li b'seisi m'mitzroyim. Zol ala zoi chazan, emitz Hashem, zekinem praven, the chag ha-pesach ha-bu leini l'toive, umein ten yirutzoi. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.